This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome in to Final Pitch on The Good Neighbor, News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake, your host here for the next 30 minutes or about, talking Twins baseball. Unfortunately, the Twins could not pull out the victory tonight at Target Field, where they returned to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. The score tonight at Target Field, Toronto 6, the Twins 4. Your reaction, your thoughts, your opinions, your text, your calls, 651-461-9226. I'll give that number out again, 651-461-9226. And this was really an interesting game in which the Twins, they just jumped out early on the Blue Jays. Jump out to a 3-0 lead, and everybody at Target Field is feeling good. Maybe not even feeling good, feeling great. But Toronto, they didn't panic. They continued to grind away and chip away at the Twins, scoring a couple of runs, cutting into the deficit. They're trailing 3-2, eventually take the lead at 4-3, and then they tack on a couple of more. And so, good for the Toronto Blue Jays, okay? But I'll say this about, you know, this game tonight. It had kind of a weird vibe at Target Field. And the vibe that I'm talking about is that once Bailey gave up a couple of runs, I'm not saying that the players were nervous at all, right? Like, you got a lead still, but you could tell that the mood in the stadium kind of shifted a little bit, and it shifted to where it seemed as though, like, we got a little bit nervous that Toronto finally got on the board. And there were plenty of Toronto fans. Okay, let me just say this. And I said this up in the press box to Andrew Halverson from the Minnesota Twins. That their fans travel. Toronto Blue Jay fans love coming to the Twin Cities. They love seeing the Twins and Blue Jays at Target Field. Maybe it's the shopping at the Mall of America, Chris. I don't know what's going on, but you could probably hear it on the broadcast, but there were definitely plenty of Blue Jays fans in attendance tonight.
The Blue Jays might be one of my favorite fan bases when they come to Minneapolis, because it's always a good time. It's just a lively time, and you know you're going to get good baseball. And the Blue Jays are one of the series that I look forward to the most, just because I know whatever happens, everybody's going to have a good time. And ultimately, you know, that's what you want. But tonight,
I like when the fans travel. Well,
yes,
even though I'm not a, I don't, well, clearly as Twins observers and mm-hmm. we cover the team and we're fans. I do appreciate the opposing teams
yes.
whose fans travel well, like the Kansas City Royals. Whenever Kansas City is in town, because it's right down the road, they want to come in here, have a good time. Toronto Blue Jays fans, they make sure they get here too. So I have to give them a little props from that perspective.
Yeah, and one thing that Toronto fans do is when there aren't baseball games, they are out doing things. Like, I know last fall, you know, we were on a boat ride on the Mississippi River on like a Saturday afternoon. The Twins and Jays played on Saturday night. I mean, there were people from Saskatchewan that were on there just enjoying it. And it's like, that's what makes this fun when you've got fan bases that when you go to another area, it's like, yeah, you visit, you know, you see your team. But then you also take in everything else that's in that community. And I think that's awesome. I think it's great to see.
Bailey Ober was your starting pitcher tonight for the Twins. He went 7 innings, gave up 5 hits, 5 earned runs, walked a batter, struck out 4, gave up a couple of home runs on 87 pitches. All right, so I don't know how you viewed his performance. It was – so – when Bailey started giving up the runs, you could tell the mood in the entire stadium got – everybody got a little bit bitter, a little bit sour, okay? I think that the thing that you can take out of the Bailey Ober performance tonight, because it wasn't a great performance, but he ended up giving you length. Where it looked like he might only go 4, possibly 5, he ended up going 7. So he was able to save the bullpen in that regard, and at that point they were trailing – but he was able to give you some length. So I give him that credit.
The pitch count wasn't a problem like we've seen before. And, you know, Bailey Ober only, you know, he threw 87 pitches through 7 innings. And you're going to take that, you know, probably 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10. That's what you want. And that was one of the things that Rocco was hoping for is to give you length. You know, when it really started to happen, the Blue Jays didn't get their first base runner till a 2-out walk in the top of the third. But then Barger had that 2-run homer, and then, you know, Bichette had that RBI single in the 5th. And once Springer hit that home run in the 6th, I felt like they were teeing up on Bailey pretty well. And it, I think Rocco did the right thing, let him go 7 because the pitch count wasn't a problem. But you could just tell that Toronto was starting to figure him out a little bit more. And as they'd mentioned on the postgame, Bailey's velocity, it dipped throughout the – it's been down pretty much all season.
And he talked about that, yep.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a concern. So everything, you look at it and you're like, well, we know that Toronto's a team that can mash. Let's get him out of there. I think they got as much out of Bailey tonight as they could.
Yeah, 651-461-9226. That's the phone number if you'd like to weigh in here on Final Pitch. It wasn't a great night at the ballpark for the Twins. It was a good night for a couple of individuals in the Twins lineup offensively, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But, yeah, nice to see the squad back home. Hopefully they'll be able to tap more into tagging that Toronto Blue Jays pitching tomorrow and for the rest of the weekend. Because you know how many pitchers Toronto used to win tonight? They used, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitchers to get the victory tonight over the Minnesota Twins. So we'll see how things shake out. Pitchers of record tonight for the Minnesota Twins, Bailey Ober into Justin Topa, into Cole Sands, and those were the three that pitched tonight. And Topa, he ended up giving up a run there in the 8th and a couple of hits. The bullpen's been fine. I don't want the bullpen to get taxed. But all in all, Bailey Ober, not a winning effort, but at least he was able to give you 7. All right, so we'll take our first break. We'll come back, get your reaction, get your text, get your phone calls, and also get to who cooked tonight. All of that next year on Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the Blue Jays 6-4. Identical records of 34-29, both teams have. I will take a look at the standings in the division to see what else happened in Major League Baseball tonight, because I believe that we got help from some other teams with regards to other teams in the division falling tonight. Yeah, the White Sox in the division, they're the worst team in the division. They defeated the Kansas City Royals, and I'm not sure exactly. Oh, and the Houston Astros defeated the Cleveland Guardians earlier this evening. All right, before we go any further, let's figure out, and it's time to find out, who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
And the player that cooked tonight, man, Royce Lewis. Royce, it's about dang time, Royce. Royce has been struggling. We all are aware of the struggles. Tonight, Royce Lewis was 3-for-3 with a run batted in, and he drew a walk. Nice to see. And look, Chris, I think that you would agree with this, and I think that every other Twins fan out there would agree with this 100%. Royce Lewis is a guy that when he's got his confidence back, he is dangerous. When he is starting to feel good about himself, he's one of those guys that really, really goes to another level when we're talking about confidence. He is that guy. Some guys, even though their confidence is waning, they just are able to still make some things happen. I think that Royce, when his confidence is shaky and it's not good, it really puts him in deep slumps. Tonight was a good night for Royce at the plate, and I think it's something to build upon.
Absolutely. I mean, if there's one thing that the Twins can take out of this, it is 100% the fact that Royce Lewis was on base all four times, three hits and a walk. And, you know, he said over the road trip, you know, he was asked, you know, how do you feel about your contact? And he's like, well, until I start driving the ball to left field, left center field, I don't really feel like I'm where I should be. Well, that's where we saw that double. That's where we saw, you know that single. So I think we're starting to see this Royce Lewis that we were expecting at the beginning of the year. And absolutely, like, when Royce Lewis is cooking and he's, you know, like he cooked tonight, thanks to Chef IQ Sense, he is somebody that can carry this lineup. And you need guys like that, because not everybody's going to be clicking at the same time, but it was nice to see. And we're going to see him quickly. One thing I appreciate about Rocco is he didn't just keep Royce in the middle of the lineup when you're struggling. He bumped him down to seventh, bumped him down to eighth until he figured his stuff out. And now as Royce gets into a groove a little bit, we're going to see him up in the six hole. We're going to see him in the five hole. We might see him at four. So we're going to see, as Royce Lewis gets going, we're going to see him higher in the lineup, which is going to mean more at bats.
Yeah. And, you know, I really feel like we need somebody, and that somebody be Royce Lewis, to really get some traction here, to get some momentum. Because I think for the last 72 hours, the buzzkill about the injury to Pablo mm-hmm. has been a downer. It has. I don't care what anybody says. Like, I think that everybody has felt it. I even seem to feel it a little bit in the stadium tonight. Like, You can tell that people are just bummed out and people are concerned and are like, well, I'm not really sure. I'm not really confident in what's going to happen for the rest of the rotation because you don't have that rock. You don't have that ace. You don't have that guy that you, when you look at the schedule and you say, okay, I know that this person, when they go out, they're going to stop the bleeding. So knowing all of that, if Royce Lewis can offensively pick it up, then it takes less pressure off of Byron. It takes less pressure off of Carlos when he comes back. It's going to take less pressure off of everybody.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, as it comes to Pablo, we talked about it a little bit before the Twins game tonight. I feel like the Twins kind of had a plan in place. Now, whether or not they're going to be able to execute it is one thing. But, you know, they've already been through this with the same injury to Joe Ryan last year. And at least they're not the Diamondbacks with Corbin Burnes, their big free agent signing, former Cy Young Award winner with the Brewers, having to undergo Tommy John. So at least this is just a lat strain, and you know you're going to get him back, hopefully worst-case scenario, with about a month left to go in the regular season.
Yeah. All right, so Royce Lewis, that's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Hey, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get to the highlights and post-game reaction, and then wrap it up here on Final Pitch. All right, final segment of Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the Blue Jays, and we want to get to the highlights here and some of the post-game reaction from the clubhouse. 6-4 was the score. Bailey Ober got the loss tonight. Bottom of the first, though, the Twins got on the board first, and it was awesome to see. Trevor Larnach crushed a baseball, murdered a baseball to give the Twins a 1-0 lead.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swinging a deep one to right field. It's way back, and it is gone. A home run. Trevor Larnach goes deep in the first, and Minnesota takes the early lead.
That was the bottom of the first. Bottom of the second, still score is 1-0. The Twins would extend that lead to 3-0 after the Christian Vasquez RBI double.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Lifted in the air to left. Fairly well hit. Lucas back on the track at the wall, and it's off the wall. Lewis scores. Vasquez into second with a double, and Minnesota extends the lead to 3-0.
Well, then, and that was the extent of the scoring early for the Twins. Top of the fourth, Toronto, they said, we're going to make this a game. We want to get into this thing. You're not going to just kind of do us dirty here. Vlad Guerrero Jr., he had walked, and then Barger hit an absolute rocket, a blast, a two-run home run, cut into the Twins' lead. It was now the Twins leading by one run.
And a pitch. Hit high in the air, right field. That one's not coming back. That's going to be a two-run homer and out of here. Toronto's on the board, trail 3-2.
Yeah, we had a few home runs tonight by both teams. Trevor Larnach with the one in the bottom of the first. But a couple by Toronto where you knew the moment it was hit, yeah, it wasn't coming back. You knew it was not coming back. Top of the fifth, Bichette had the RBI single. The Blue Jays now lead 4-3.
And a pitch. Swung on and hit into shallow center field. That ball's going to land for a base hit. Infield in. Clement scores. Jimenez scores. Toronto leads 4-3.
All right, and then George Springer, he hit a solo shot. Lewis had an RBI single. It wasn't enough. Blue Jays end up winning 6-4. Let's just hear from Bailey Ober. That's the final thing on his outing tonight.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing is just my stuff kind of diminished after the third inning. Velo dropped and wasn't able to. Margin of error was tighter just because I wasn't able to have my best stuff going through the second and third time through the order. But I was able to throw strikes and go seven. If I had my stuff the way I did the first time through the order, I think it would have been a little bit different outcome.
All right, just going to wrap up Final Pitch. We will talk to you guys Monday. Have an awesome rest of your weekend. Go Twins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.